It was all about the response. Some maybe strong words were said on Tuesday night, and the reaction was all that was asked for in a performance. And I think that, you know, it wasn't pretty, let's be honest. Anyone was here, it was a bit of a war of attrition at times because everyone knew how important the game was, but a massive reaction for the lads and ultimately a massive, massive 3 points.
Good bright start, goal after 9 minutes.
Very good, it worked. You know, we actually made a brave decision, gave them Thursday off and just wanted them fresh and aggressive for today, and worked really hard yesterday. And I think the first bit of the game was exactly what we wanted. The disappointing thing, and we've just spoken there at the end, as proud of them we are, that when they scored, we seemed to revert to dropping off and being on the back foot and to get out of the trouble we're in. We can't do that. You can't feel sorry for yourself when you concede. But we gradually clawed our way back. And as much as I've been here, we tend to do in the second half, going that way towards the supporters, you know, who were brilliant again today. But yeah, good start, but we were disappointed with how we dropped off. But listen, massive credit to the boys who just dug in and kept digging. It's been a long week with the travelling and everything, and you know, really proud of everybody at the club today.
Miles Weston again pulls something out of the fire, doesn't he?
Yeah, listen, you need a talisman. Kev said it before, the way he trains, he's a great leader. And the supporters and everyone doesn't see what he does off the pitch. His levels of professionalism are outstanding. And ultimately, in big moments, you need big players. And Westy is certainly that, a big player for this club.
And you've been here with Kevin Weston since he arrived. And this was his first win as manager of the side on home turf. You both must be delighted.
I think, you know, listen, we've had tight games, difficult games, good performances, indifferent performances, but a win is a win. But when it's at home and it gives everybody that little bit of hope, you know, and I think that's important, that people can't see it as a soft touch here. And the lads have got to want to thrive in this environment as well. So if we can do that and build on it, you know, as I said before, it wasn't pretty at times, but I think everybody in the ground would have taken any sort of form of 3 points today. And I think the boys deserved it, but so did everybody else, because that's difficult when you don't win at home. Everyone pays their money, you know, comes, it's freezing cold today. It wasn't the prettiest of footballs, but I'm delighted for the supporters and all the backroom people as well today, because sometimes you just need that leg up at home, and hopefully that gives us that today.
But you've got to see the same pattern next Saturday at Eastleigh, haven't you? It's got to continue.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I don't think the goal on Saturday late in the game can take the stuffing out of you. When we equalised on Tuesday night, all of us could only feel that we were going to go and win the game. If you'd have said when we equalised that we were going to lose 5-2, I think we'd have laughed. But we gave a poor goal away straight after the goal, which is an issue we've tried to address. But we have to see that level of endeavour. And we spoke a lot this week about what we do off the ball. We know we score goals. Another set piece today, although I thought it was a really well-worked set play, that we have to make the same level of intensity, desire and hunger, because we don't want to get relegated. That word, you know, you try and avoid speaking about the word, but we had the truth on Tuesday night that the team was bottom of the league. I don't know where we are today. I've got no idea the other results. But
two places, I think. All
we can do is focus on ourselves. We can't wait for everyone else. We've got to get ourselves out of this mess. And it's desire, hunger, work rate, from the subs as well. You know, it's disappointing when people get left out, but the professionals of them boys today, come on, had an impact on the game, and just pleased for everybody.